listening to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor.
I'm Jared Wadley. Horror, romance, action, drama, comedy. We all enjoy watching movies. Think about your favorite movie. Can you identify with a certain actor or actress? Do you aspire to emulate the individual's actions? University of Michigan expert Sonia Dalson has conducted research about if men look more favorably towards smoking when they see a movie character smoke.
There are two things to keep in mind. First, there's the percentage of people who smoke in movies, and then there's also who smokes in movies. And what previous research has tended to show is that people who smoke in movies aren't like people who smoke in the real world. They tend to be more affluent, more glamorous, and they very rarely, if ever, experience negative consequences from their smoking. So you don't see movie characters, say, having a smoker's cough or movie characters contracting lung cancer. You just don't see that. So that's an important consideration to keep in mind. Second, although this particular study looks at a man watching a male character in a movie smoking, the research is really focused on a bit of a bigger question, which is how do stories and the messages we hear in stories, whether that's movies, TV, books, novels, that sort of thing, impact us, the way we see ourselves and the way we see the world around us. So though this particular study is about movies, the results could be extended to other people and other behaviors.
Participants in her study watched a 36-minute clip of Bruce Willis as New York cop John McClane in the 1988 movie Die Hard.
Some men watch a segment where John McClane smoked, and other men watched a segment where he didn't. And this was determined basically by the toss of a coin. In both cases, some of the men identified with John McClane's character. They thought they could take his perspective, they could really think what he was thinking, that sort of thing. Others didn't experience that quite so much. In the group who sees him smoke, when they identified with him more, they seemed to draw stronger connections between themselves and smoking. That wasn't true when they didn't see him smoke. So no matter how much they identified with him, the connection between themselves and smoking was the same. Also, identifying more with John and seeing him smoke led our participants who were smokers themselves to say that they would smoke more in the future. So the more that our smoking participants got into his head, shall we say, when he smoked, the more likely they were to say that that had implications for whether they would smoke more in the future.
So does identifying with a character lead us to see ourselves differently?
I think it does. If it doesn't make us see ourselves differently, it could at least call to mind the different kinds of identities that we already have. So just like we might view ourselves as a child versus a parent, or as a boss versus an employee, depending on who we're interacting with or what the situation calls for, I think identifying with a movie character can bring out those things. And it might, in some cases, actually give people a sense of something that they might not otherwise be interested in. So if I have, say, a friend who is a smoker and I like that friend, then I might be more sympathetic towards smoking. I might be more sympathetic towards the idea that smoking bans are an undue burden on smokers, that sort of thing.
Although the study involved men, Dalson said the findings would be similar for women if they saw female movie characters smoke.
This particular study was about men watching a male character smoke. The results should hold for women too. Whether they are watching a female character smoke or whether they're watching her do something else, the more they identify with her, the more likely they should be to connect themselves with that particular behavior that she is engaging in. In addition to finding that similar finding for women with smoking, it should also generalize to other things. So we should find similar effects for watching identified with character drinking, or watching an identified with character helping someone. These results should hold across a variety of behaviors. And yes, they should hold for TV shows as well as movies. And in fact, I think that they would hold for novels and books as well.
Sonia Dawson is an assistant professor in the Department of Communication Studies at the University of Michigan.
This has been a production of the University of Michigan News Service. Visit us on the web at www.umich.edu/news.